Well, men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz is into another Wimbledon final. The two-time defending champion beat fifth seed Taylor Fritz in four sets, 6-4, 5-7, 6-3, 7-6. Now, Alcaraz will be looking to win a hat-trick of titles at SW19. However, he will have to get past one of either Jannik Sinner, the number one seed, or seven-time champion Novak Djokovic. They get their semi-final underway shortly. Djokovic did face Alcaraz in the last two finals, so he has been beaten twice. But Jannik Sinner has been in fine form getting to that semi-final. It'll be an interesting one to see who will take on Alcaraz in the final on Sunday. The women's final comes up tomorrow. Iga Swiatek takes on Anna Samova in that final too. There will be a new women's champion tomorrow. Moving to some cricket action from the third test match between England and India at Lord's. England earlier today were bowled out for 387, thanks largely to 104 from Joe Root, as well as 50s from Jamie Smith and Bryden Cass. In reply though, India are now currently 74 for 1. Karun Nair is 40 not out. With him is KL Rahul, who is on 21. Jofra Archer picked up the only wicket to fall for England. Yashasvi Jaiswal caught in the slips for 13. Archer getting his first test wicket for since 2021, I think. So brilliant to see him back in action. Then we're going to finish with a bit of triathlon news. Hillcrest triathlete Bridget Tunison is excited about what's to come as she continues to build for some pretty big events. She'll be on the start line of the Durban Ultra on the 27th of July. It's an event that she's done in the past, but she is moving up a distance. She'll be racing in the standard distance, which is 1.5 kilometer swim, a 40 kilometer cycle, and a 10K run. Tunison says the Durban Ultra is a must-do event.
The preparations have been going well, though, so yeah, it's a great race. Really nice to have local people there. It's a flat race. It's a fast race. If you're looking for a PB, this will be the one. And yeah, I've raced Durban Ultra a couple times, but only the sprint distance. So this time we're stepping up a bit. But yeah, I'm really excited, and it's a very well-organized event. And yeah, I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a local event in Durban. I would definitely recommend entering.
Well, the Durban Ultra forms part of a greater plan, which is ultimately to represent Team South Africa at the 2028 Olympic Games in LA. That's all from me for today. Fader Crouch will have the latest in the morning for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.